This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. In southern Jefferson County, all mandatory evacuation orders for the Quarry Fire are now lifted. The Sheriff's Office says there are residents who were under pre-evacuation notices that no longer need to be on high alert. The fire has covered over 500 acres and was around 45% contained, according to the latest update. Residents with access cards can return home, but general access will not be opened until Thursday. Some Colorado lawmakers want to see more oversight of a privately run immigration detention facility in Aurora. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congressman Jason Crow and Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper are pushing leaders of DHS and ICE to answer their questions about how the geodetention facility in Aurora is being run. They say there is more need for oversight due to deficiencies found at the facility during unannounced inspections, such as how grievances are handled or prolonged isolation practices. They write, the facility's negative history, including deaths of individuals in detention, necessitates this push for accountability. There's been renewed focus on the center after the death of an asylum seeker from Nicaragua in 2022. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Almost 3 in 4 Coloradans experienced an issue with health affordability in the past year, according to a new poll. The survey of 1,400 residents was released by a pair of healthcare watchdog groups. The results come despite recent reforms by Colorado state government to rein in costs. Here's the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative's Adam Fox.
I think Colorado has made some important steps in the right direction, but I think the reality is healthcare costs continue to rise.
More than a quarter of survey respondents said they cut pills in half, didn't take all recommended doses, or simply left prescriptions unfilled because of high costs. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.